It's episode 108 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. There's a bunch of crazy shit going on today, and we're doing no edit, so you're welcome. I'm your host at FL Tutoring Minimum. Of course, at DFF underscore Swags is here, and because it's about that time, it's been too long. At the third, Mike Godfather Board Bets, what's up?
What's up, Holla?
Nice to have you back on here. So yeah, we got the free-for-all Friday coming to you, but of course, since we got third mic here, and we're what, five weeks has started, but four weeks in the book, so little update on the board bet here and see how we feel about some of these guys going forward. So I'm not even going to say what's up to Swags because he's going to mess me all up like he did last time, so let's go right to the third mic and let's get into it.
Mike kind of gave it away with his chuckle at the beginning of the show.
That's true. He immediately jumped in and told you. I also said I wasn't coming to you, dang it.
He also said he didn't eat, so we got. He's a little hangry. But, Mike's running this. Mike, I'll give it to you, I guess. It's tutoring, couldn't
you? Will you give it? I tried to, and you kept jumping in, you jerk. Third Mike, get in here before Swags talks again.
Yes, so you guys said you wanted to check out some board bets, and...
I know, I'm winning by a bunch, so, you know, it feels good.
You do have a pretty healthy lead at the moment, but there's only a few that are in the books. Yep. So if you want to talk about those, week two helps you out a bunch. You took Ted Ginn over Josh Gordon and Trey Burton over Disley for rest of season, which we know, sadly, that one is going to result in a sticker on somebody's car.
I haven't picked out the Dolphin sticker yet, Swag, but it's coming. It's coming.
So I don't have to put that on until the end of the season, though, right? Or like week 16-ish? Or do I have to wear that out from here on out?
I believe it was a full year from whenever you get it.
And I feel like you've lost already. You said like it's just a tasteful 3 foot by 3 foot sticker, right?
I have 3x3, but there's no measurement.
I was wondering why you asked me what kind of car I had the other day. So right? He's like, can you go and measure your window for me?
I'm going to get a big graphic vinyl to wrap around. Not even on the window. It's just going to fit the whole car.
Like a 3 meter by 3 meter sticker. We're good. Order it up from Fathead now.
I was going to say, hey, Fathead, hook us up. Sponsor the show. All I need is a giant dolphin to go on his car.
I was just going to say it might be good for the show and get right? some attention.
Oh, my God.
So go to fathead.com. Use that promo code breakdown. I'll try to figure that out between now and then. That's not a thing yet, guys. Don't do it.
it'll just say no.
Right?
I'm doing it.
But, but Disley did get him a win for week two. So week two, he got Swag's win because you picked Ricky Seals-Jones. So, yeah, there's that. And then also in week two.
Might have been drunk on that one. That's cool. Keep going.
Yeah. Also in week two. Manny Sanders got edged out by T.Y. Hilton, so you got 3-1 right now, and there's a couple that are looking good.
I picked T.Y. over Sanders.
You picked T.Y., yeah.
So this is why we have the board back, because I don't remember none of that.
Right? You'd have to look through napkins.
Right? Just make shit up at the end. Be like, I won! You!
Nice. He wouldn't be able to read his writing and stuff.
I'm just counting that as a win for me. Moving on.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a few here that are leaning certain ways though. So
what you got?
You know that 400 yards and 3 touchdowns for Jordy?
Oh, that's not looking. I mean, he had almost all of that in one game versus my Fins. So
yeah.
What's he at right now? Do you know?
I know he has 2 TDs, and I'm pretty sure he's over 300 yards.
I know he's at least over 2. Okay.
I thought it was 400 yards.
What did the Godfather write down? That's your answer, dude.
That's right. It is 400 yards, but he's probably pretty close to that.
Damn it, Mike.
Yeah.
I'll get there. As long as he's not playing golf by next week, I think I'll get there.
Yep. As long as he doesn't get wrecked in this game, you're good to go.
Yeah, you know, if somebody could Tanya Harding those knees for me, that'd be great.
That's not acceptable.
Oh my God!
That's too far for my man Jordy.
Oh, poor guy.
Hey, these board bets are way more important to me than Jordy Nelson.
he doesn't need your help. Jason, I mean, this one is pretty much a win from you for the get-go anyway, because you have until the end of season to determine the scoring. But I feel like Burton's got the edge, no matter what you say, over Shaheed
I'm
at
just,
this point.
Let's call the scoring as games played. Winner. Put it in the books.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I do that yet.
Yep, you got that one. I'll give it to you.
he's already succeeding now. That one's mine.
What's the next one?
We were talking about this this morning, but you feel good about Jimmy Graham's TD total because he's sitting at two right now.
I only gotta get to four, right?
You have to get to four.
Yeah.
So
I'm good.
I thought you said
four
eight.
Games. No, it's four.
No, I said I would have gone, and you were like, "Nah, three and a half." And
oh,
I
like, so
yeah,
I mean,
all day long.
Shout out to my memory for even knowing there was an eight in there.
I think I said I would have done like a seven and a half after you. I think that's probably how it went.
Man,
I feel good about it.
Still,
you know,
you still feel
still
good
not
about it.
Not as good, but I mean, I don't know. I still don't want Jimmy Graham, but that doesn't have anything to do with winning or losing
Graham,
the sport. But
so
can I have
the one touchdown? Just to clear it.
Since you feel so good, though, how about you give me five?
That's a separate bet.
No,
I will do a separate one.
I don't want to lose two.
There you go. There's your answer. I'll keep my one unless you want to do a separate one. No, Jimmy Graham only has one right now, so you should feel all right about that. Not the two. He had one called back. That's what it was. That was lame.
Yeah,
but.
Well.
Two more coming against your Lions this week.
We should start a segment called Tiny Harding His Knees.
You get, hey, Mr. Sound Guy, you get the drop for me and maybe we can do it.
you just need that like classic like sound or whatever, like a karate sound.
Need like, no, it'll have like Nancy Kerrigan crying or something.
You need the Y sound, right? Why?
Oh my gosh, it's happening.
Whatever Mike said his karate sound was.
This is a no-edit show, but you guys will be getting something from Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding soon.
Nice.
I like it. And, you know, the CJA ones, I'm trying to figure out, like,
what did we even bet on that? I don't
even
remember.
Wrap my brain around these. So,
what did I bet?
It's touches. It's 120 plus and 140 plus touches, but and it says CMC has to, CMC has to play 14 games. So, never mind.
I was very adamant that there would only be 120 I forget the number I said, touches left over for whoever is behind McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And I think we put that 120 on Anderson. Does that sound correct?
Yes, 120 and 140 because he felt very confident in the other way.
And I'm looking at a solid 13 touches through three games total. So that one's gonna
hurt. Looking. Those two are looking great.
Still got more touches than Chubb.
That's true. That's true. It always comes around to Sir Nicholas for you, no matter what it is. That's gonna be the next segment too. 7 degrees of Nicholas Chubb.
It's 7 degrees of Sir Nicholas. Get it right.
Damn it. Fair enough. Well played.
Yeah. And according to what I heard from what I read the other day, it looks like our rookie bet for the Packers is on. Looks like Marquez Valdez
right now.
might get some work.
Who had him, by the way? Who took that guy?
It says Jason, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's that weird guy. Don't worry about him. He's gonna win this whole thing. Not even giving any up. Is there like a skunk rule?
I won one,
like,
dude. I won
to, like,
one.
10-0? Oh, damn
it. Yeah.
He's got one win.
And two of them are looking really good.
Don't worry about Anderson. That's coming.
Those Anderson ones are looking juicy.
You know, off the bye, they just decided how much they're going to trust CJ Anderson. That's so gross. Don't believe that. That's a joke. I did not hear that anywhere. Don't hold me to that.
Oh, man.
If that happens, I'm taking Nancy or Tiny Harding in two drinks knees.
You won't have to bend over very far either. That's kind of really weird.
Yeah. He's only
just keep
like
the weirdness going.
Shorter.
I really,
so,
yeah,
it's not
I really wish all that was added, but
it's not
cool.
That crazy. Oh, man. These bets, the only other ones that I see that are pretty definitive right now, like for sure, actually only one of them is this one with Ginn and White. Oof.
Who is it?
Kevin White.
He took Kevin Ginn. White, right? Yeah, because he don't like Ginn at all.
Yeah.
How's Kevin White doing?
Mm.
Is he still on the Bears?
Is he a lot?
I mean, I bet you not much worse than Allen Robinson.
He's been.
But Robinson's at least getting targets.
Yeah, Kevin that White was a joke, like, too, though. That I'm just being a hater.
That was a good one.
Killing it on the mic. I mean, Allen Robinson's let me down this year. So we'll see what happens with him, though. He does get a decent target share. Yep.
It's not like you can drop him, right? Like,
oh, no. Like, I mean,
come on. Hope it turns it around.
I thought about trying to buy low on him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we'll have to talk in the future about super gross bets because I'll tell you what, Kevin White versus Marcel Aitman is locked. It's a dead heat. No,
that's my hedge bet. When Jordy gets hurt, then I know I got AJ coming in and I win.
Yeah. Now on a,
why do we make these?
I don't know, but you have some good ones too. So like right below that, like a few episodes later, like Cooks and Diggs is like, that's an interesting bet still.
A good one.
Like there's a lot of production out of both, and one injury on either team could make either of them just completely explode. So, yeah.
Like all five of those guys on both of the teams are what, like top 18 receivers too at this point? Like,
yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, like
nice. I like that one. I mean, I like Diggs, so that works out well. So. That's a
pretty cool story.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's way better than White versus Aiden.
What else you got? Yeah, those are the ones that are close and kind of determined, and the ones that we are just going to shake our heads at. So I think it's free for all time. Pass this baby back over to you.
Nice. We'll have to revisit that maybe a little after halfway or three quarters, something like that. See how much I'm leading by at that point. Swags wants to go ahead and pay up or not. But
pay up.
Free for all.
I don't know.
Cookies? Send me cookies? Whatever. We do shark cookie bet? I don't even know what we did again.
Or just even send you the package that I have all ready for you to go. That'd be a start, right?
You mean the one that you've asked for my address for like 17 times over the last like 3 months?
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Probably
like that beer's not even good anymore. Like it's just skunked, but you're still going to send it. And I'll be like, that's not bad for Michigan beer.
But on the beer's never been cold.
Oh, you should be good.
That's a little better.
Yep. So it's not like it went back down to room temperature. And
40 degrees or something? Like, aren't you guys getting cold already?
They do allow heaters in Michigan, though, and the beer was kept inside. So
now it's been heated up, good. Even gross.
No, it's like 70 degrees, like a fucking room, dude.
Yeah.
Like a fucking room.
not a regular room.
Fucking room. You want it colder in there, though? I feel like you'd want that one. Anyways, moving on. Friday free for all. Swags, did you pull guys from?
I am on Yahoo.
Fair enough. All right, so we're going to pull from the same list. Good call.
So super fast, I'll cheat. Do you want me to go to ESPN?
Nope. You're going to cheat regardless, so go ahead.
Well, first of all, you can't pick this guy up, so that's a cheat. Second of all, his ownership is at 59%, so that's a cheat. But why don't more of you own Nyheim Hines?
Just cheating all over the place.
Yeah, like, I'm starting off with the cheating, though. I'm getting it out of the way. Yeah, freaking put some waivers in for this guy. Come on.
Yeah.
So 15 rushes last night. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
He still gets the 9 targets and comes down with 7, which is really nice. But 15 rushes, like, Andy doesn't know what the hell is going on. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
And, oof. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 15 for an average of 3 yards, right? And he's not a cheat on ESPN, by the way. He's 47%.
He is because he already played, Mike. Damn it.
He already played.
Well, you know.
So you can't freebie double pick
cheated.
Him up.
Cheated.
Yeah. You'll
then,
get used to
and
it.
And then my other cheat is 56% ownership on Yahoo, and this is still a great play this week, is Alex Smith against the Saints. I think he's a QB1.
Yeah, I do have that one on my list here. So, Swags, you're in a chat back and forth. I believe that was last night. You're thinking about playing Alex Smith against the Saints.
Yes.
Who is that over? Let's do it. Who are you playing Smith over in that league? I don't mind the play.
I'm thinking about playing him over Stafford.
Hmm.
And I will add to
you
this.
You don't like that Green Bay matchup, huh?
I don't mind it. I think Stafford will do fine. But Alex Smith's done better than Stafford almost every week. And now he's got a great matchup out of a bye week. So at some point, you know, I have to be disappointed that I can go get somebody as good as Stafford for free. And the clincher to that, and Two Drink knows this, is whoever I don't play, I'm dropping. So if I play Alex Smith, I'm dropping Stafford right now before his bye week.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. I get it. We went over it on that last show, like kind of the matchups coming up and stuff, but not that this guy has really shown up much at all, but just the name factor, I guess. Does it worry you at all for your Alex Smith pick that Dotson's now in a boot, walking around in a boot?
No, not really.
Just came through right now.
No, I didn't even know that, though. It might make me like Crowder more.
Okay, that's fair. And he's actually, Yahoo, he's in that that gray area, that between 50 and 60%. So could possibly be there if you're looking for it. I'm kind of down on Crowder, but if no Dotson, at least those targets got to go somewhere else. They can't all go to Paul Richardson and Jordan Reed and Chris Thompson, right? So, all right. What else you got there?
Geronimo Allison, 47% owned in Yahoo. I'm guessing he made your list.
Yep, he's there. Versus your Detroit Lions that you don't like Stafford in.
Yep, and I mean, it sounds like the whole team is banged up.
Correct.
I think Allison is a great option. He's available in the league I'm in Yahoo. Like, I could go pick him up right now. I could go drop Stafford and pick him up.
Would you drop Nelson Aguilar for Geronimo Allison if he's sitting there?
You are asking the wrong person. I would for sure.
Aguilar still got 12 targets last week. I know he came down with like 5 of them, but it's nice to see that.
I don't know what it is about the guy, man. He's like, it might have been that year he was getting in trouble and stuff, and I just kind of threw him off my radar. And I think Alshon will get more and more and more. They still have Ertz. Ajayi is going to be a little bit healthier, as much as we don't love him. He's been the best running back on that team. I don't know, man. Yeah, I would, especially even for this week, play Allison versus Aguilar. If I had to get that play, I would make that drop.
All right.
So
what else
you got? You think Allison comes off the concussion protocol in time?
It looks like. I think it's trending that way.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
At this point.
Look like,
and Cobb,
probably.
Cobb's still kind of banged up, too. That's why I like that Jimmy Graham play this weekend. I know you hate it.
So, Geronimo Allison, though, I think either way, you know, you might not have to drop somebody like Nelson Aguilar. You might not be making that decision anyway, but great stash. Somebody great that you can probably play this week. Flex, wide receiver 3 at the worst. I don't know. No?
I might come back to that one to see with a couple other names I have, even just on the wide receiver list here, to see if you'll still stay there. But keep
all
going.
Right, then same as him, 47% owned D.D. Westbrook against Kansas City. That could be another great play. That's a great matchup for a wide receiver. But who's the wide receiver to own from Jacksonville? I don't know.
And I want to cheat there because Keelan Cole's at 56%. So, again, he's right in that range. But
yeah,
is it
great, Ed?
And Moncrief in that 25-30%. Again, there's a reason why these guys are here. You feel confident enough in picking that up over Allison this week?
Not me.
Westbrook, Keelan Cole, or Allison?
Allison for me.
Third Mike.
Yeah, it'd be Allison as long as he plays.
If you don't have to play one of these guys this week and it's just the stash, are you dropping Aguilar for all of these guys? Any of them? Obviously Geronimo, but how about third Mike? You can drop Aguilar for any of the Jags receivers, and then you get to name them if you.
Sure. I mean, I was higher on Westbrook than you guys coming into the year, and I like his role in the offense. So, I'd probably dump him for him for sure.
Swags, same.
For who?
Any Jags receiver you're going to drop for Aguilar? I know how much you hate him, but all the Jags receivers.
No, I'd rather have Aguilar than all of the Jags wide receivers.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and you guys just heard how much I like Aguilar.
Which is zero. Got it.
Yeah, I think the Jags wide receivers are just going to be too up and down, and at some point we do want Fournette back. If not, I mean, you've seen him lean heavy on Yeldon, maybe a little Corey Grant here and there. But next few guys I'm going to fly right through unless you guys want to talk about them, but I think they are worth an ad and could be productive. I don't know if they're the kind of guys I would use a waiver on, but I think you could pick them up for 1 week plays if you need it, and that's Pierre Garçon, Alfred Morris, and then I wanted to mention some quarterbacks too in that area were Derek Carr and Bortles. I think those are good plays this week. And
Carr's got the Chargers, Blake's got Kansas City. Give me one there.
Yep, and those guys were Garcon was 46%, Carr only 43%, Bortles 42%, and I think Alfred Morris is still worth some play at
42%.
I think that he's been a decent running back, especially for the price that you're getting on him and all the running back problems we have. You can't play Dalvin Cook this week or Fournette. I don't know. It's going to be tough for me to play Dalvin Cook, but I don't know.
I'm sitting Dalvin. I'm not playing him.
I agree, but I think he's somebody that is going to be better as the year goes on, and if you have a strong enough team to hang on to him, will really be somebody you're glad to have. And if you're on that dominant team with too much bench space and you can go get Dalvin for cheap right now to help you down the line, I think that's a good play too.
Fournette as well. Like, you don't need it right now. Wait for it later. So Derek Carr at the Chargers or Blake Bortles at Kansas City. Give me one. You don't get them both.
I will take Bortles.
Third Mike.
Yeah, I'm leaning Bortles as well. I don't really trust Oakland.
So you both take Bortles.
It's the Kansas City matchup as well as like how Bortles has done for me.
Plus no Fournette. We already know Fournette's out, so you got to think Blake's going to have to throw. Would either of you play Blake Bortles over Kirk Cousins going against at Philly this week? Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy. Bortles has done really well.
I'm definitely thinking about it. This is my team. This is a help me.
And you're more of a Kirk Cousins guy. Oh man, I miss help me. What happened to that? Right?
I felt like I got better, but probably not. I'm coming back.
I would play Bortles, dude. You're more of the Cousins guy than me though. And I just think, again, that's a great matchup, and Bortles has done pretty well. Only 42% ownership for a quarterback that's done pretty good.
I get the matchup is good, but you hate Nelson Aguilar, but you want him over every Jags wide receiver this week, or and move him forward, right? So why Blake now?
I mean, he still spreads the ball. It's for whatever reason, he ends up being a productive quarterback every week, and just because I don't believe in a wide receiver like that. I mean, he puts up the points. He makes it happen. It's a phenomenon that none of us can explain. You know what I mean, though? Like,
no, I gotcha.
And that's the only reason he's there is because we can't explain it and everybody feels so ugly and gross about it. But Bortles, last couple of years, he finishes like QB8-ish sometimes. And we're still like, yeah. So much hate that surrounds it. I feel like you're staring at the same list I'm staring at. I kind of feel you.
That's because I went to Yahoo and I told you I'm going to Yahoo, so you should go to ESPN. So and you came in with me and say, hey, I did Yahoo.
You probably noticed that I stopped on Sir Nicholas Chubb.
My lineup is separated a little different than you, but he's obviously on my list, and I have a star next to him, knowing that I will not have to talk about him. So you're right.
At 41% Nicholas Chubb. I know the carries have been really Sir Nicholas Chubb.
Thank you.
Pardon me. That's my guy. I think that even if you don't believe in him, just on his low touches, which is only 10, which is really hard to start, I think that you need to stash this guy. He deserves to be at least 60 to 70% ownership. I mean, all of you hate Alfred Morris, but he's more owned than Nicholas Chubb. I would not do that. Jamal Williams is more owned than Nicholas Chubb, Pierre Garçon, D.D. Westbrook.
Super gross.
I mean, all these guys, like, grab and stash Nicholas Chubb. Do you guys agree, though? Like, somebody else talk about this guy.
Well, yeah. So Hyde is owned at 94.9%, right? So you should think that Chubb would be somewhere, like you said, in the 60 range. He's at like 28 on ESPN, which is just – it's disgusting. And they have – what he does with the amount of touches that he's getting, you think if anything happens to Hyde, who has not always been bulletproof in his career, that he's going to be super productive. And even if nothing happens to Hyde, you know, they may lean his way more and more as the year goes on, especially if they're in let's try our talent mode, which they're the Browns. That can
happen. Yep. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I think Hyde played 16 games last year for the first time in his career, so totally get that there. Is Chubb? I'm hungry and I went to Chubb in my head. Apparently, told you guys I didn't eat, so I'm getting hangry here as we get longer.
Don't put sauce on my Chubb and do something weird to it.
Right back to the beginning when it was super weird. Moving on. I don't even know what I was going to say now. Damn it. Does Chubb ever make, or you ever feel comfortable about starting your Chubb without a high injury? 5 weeks. I don't even care. Are you ever going to be like, sweet? Like,
let's no, do it. I totally this know what you mean. Week. I don't. I does think
Duke,
that,
if Duke gets injured, do you feel better about it? Like, is just one more well, guy Well, you out have
to
way?
Feel a little bit better if Duke gets injured. But, I mean, to your point, like, Duke has more touches than Chubb by right. two just out of the backfield, and that's not with his passing work. And that's Duke's crazy. Duke's
also on this list because I think I saw him at 38%. I didn't write him down because I was like, huh, look at there.
So you want to think that at some point Chubb gets more carries even if it hides out there, but you have to see it before you can – start him. So unless you see yep. either that shift where Chubb's at least getting a 30% share, because I think at 30%, I think that you can flex Chubb with how productive he's going to be with those touches. And I think that if he keeps being productive with more and more touches, they have to get him out there. Will it happen with Cleveland? I don't know, but I think if they're smart, there's so many ifs in this. I think that a day will be coming soon when you can flex Chubb and feel pretty good about it.
But we still talked about the fact that Chubb's their guy for the future. Just crush Hyde and then ship him on his way so you don't deal with an injury to Chubb. I mean, we've seen him had a pretty bad injury in college. So just something to think about there. What else before you let me get to my list?
Alan, take it away.
So I'm going to jump back up to the top. You mentioned a lot of the quarterbacks I had. The two you didn't mention, 39% Mariota, 17% Jameis Winston. I think this is the time to go get the freebie in Winston if you got a spot, even though he's on the bye. But rest of the season for both of you guys, Mariota or Winston?
Winston.
Yes, me I think as well.
I think it's okay. Just the weapons.
Fair enough. I did write down Anunua, 53%. I know he goes against Denver this week, but the target share still seems to be there. I don't know if it's Darnold just being a rookie quarterback and not wanting to push the ball down the field, even though he did in game one. He really hasn't since. And even when Robbie has gotten open, Darnold has woefully missed him. So I think Anunua is pretty safe for 7 to 8 targets a week with a 10 to 12, you know, possibility upside there. I had to throw Kiki Kutihi in here, 37%, just because what he did last week. Plus, Fuller dealing with a hamstring, so still not sure what we're going to get from him. If Fuller is out, I know it's that late game at 8:20, so that one makes it super tough. But if Fuller is out, Kuti is big time, I think, this week. I don't know that we get to another 15 targets, but the ball's got to go somewhere else besides Nuke.
Yeah.
And it's still Nuke. 30% is a name that we have not yet said.
What was the ownership on Kuti, sorry?
37% is what I have here.
Yeah, definitely worth the stash, though. I like that one.
30% is the next guy here, and the matchup is awesome. We haven't said his name yet because he has one of the best wide receivers in the game next to him. And then a rookie that is just balling out. But that rookie is not getting the same amount of targets as Mohamed Sanu at Pittsburgh. Not a lot of guys on bye this week, so it's probably hard for him to get in your lineup. But you have to respect the targets in a matchup that should show us a lot of throwing, I think. I'm not going to play him over Ridley, but the target share has to mean something. That team's going to have to throw. Now, I get two more rookies, so a little rookie fever at the end here for the wide receivers, but 20% DJ Moore coming off the bye, that's way too low now. I know he hasn't done much with it, but now's the time, especially if you're that contender and you want to stash down at the bottom. Take a look at DJ Moore. And the other one is 9% Christian Kirk has that connection with Rosen.
I love that you have both these guys on your list.
Looking for him, Christian Kirk plays at San Fran. I think you can flex Christian Kirk this week. PPR, deeper league, that's 10 points this week, I bet, coming.
Yeah, which one of those guys do you like more? I just dropped Jordan Howard for Christian Kirk.
Between Kirk and Moore, like if you make me pick right now, I'm going to take Kirk because I think I have an easier shot at instant production where I could even flip Kirk if I needed to before I could get Moore.
Yeah.
In a redraft.
Especially with Olsen obviously. Coming back. I mean, Cam has a little bit more proven weapons more to go with around. Him. Yeah.
I mean, in Arizona, obviously that connection there is there with Rosen, like we talked, but a banged up Fitz that hasn't done much. It's Chad Williams on the outside as well, who? Ricky Seals-Jones, who I like, but has not really shown up like we wanted. And David Johnson, that well, has disappointed everybody and their mom.
You always leave out Chase.
So on that note, we're going to go to running backs. And I'm going to start at the bottom at 1%. Who I did not leave out is Mr. Chase Edmonds. 1%. So you say I always leave him out, but I was just saving him for you.
1%. That's
1% in Yahoo.
Really Chase super Edmonds. Duper low.
Him and Ito Smith at 3%. Now, Freeman's coming back, so that one's kind of tough. So that's definitely a long-term stash, but we have seen Freeman, who likes to just punish people when he runs, and sometimes it hurts him too. So I don't mind that as a stash. And we've seen Ito have the touchdown last week when he gets some run. That's obviously a great one in Dynasty. So I just wonder, like, I'm going to flip it just for a second in Dynasty. Wait a game or two when Ito goes back to the bench and doesn't do anything, doesn't get any touches, and then go try to get him. Yep. If somebody's willing to maybe just slip on it, or maybe that contender is ready to get a piece to win now and you can't, grab Ito because you're looking at the Tevin Coleman guy for next year, and obviously we see how that works out.
Yep. Same with Tevin Coleman, though. If Freeman starts to get really productive in a lot of the work, just maybe somebody's frustrated and ready to move on from him because he might be in a really good situation next year.
For sure. Definitely Dynasty. I mean, would you give a first for Tevin Coleman right now?
I would.
Definitely, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that I like the look at Ito as well too. Not just because of the way that Freeman runs, but because of Coleman's, you know, he has sickle cells. So if something happens, he's out for extended time usually.
Nice. So
it's a smart pickup.
So I'm going to keep going at 6%, Mr. Corey Grant. Now Fournette's out this week. I'm going to guess that Fournette is out at least next week as well. That's something that could linger too. Obviously, we've seen a lot of Yeldon lately, but if we know we're not going to get a lot of Fournette here for a while, I expect Corey Grant to come into that 8 to 10, at least kind of touch a game situation there. He's more of the back, I think, that can run off tackle compared to Yeldon there. So I think they might look to pound it a little bit more with Grant and let Yeldon continue to do what he does on the outside and catch passes, that kind of thing. Yep. I'm going to go a little bit faster here. Ty Montgomery at 18%. I like that way more than Jamal Williams. Especially with not a lot of weapons there for Green Bay to throw to. Look for Ty to get, especially full PPR, look for that a little bit. Couple rookies here. Rashad Penny, 31%. Rojo, 25%. One of those for the rest of the season. Give me one. Third Mike. Penny, Rojo.
Penny, I guess.
Swag.
I'll take Ronald Jones.
I think I'm with you. I've kind of preached this since
how
the
come?
First game
I'm
or
curious,
two.
I'm curious, you know, of how close we are on this.
Well, so the first couple of weeks I've kind of told you, I think, you know, Fitz going off. I think that's just the veteran quarterback and Rojo still not really picking it up and not really sure what to do. We see he was activated for that game before the bye. Winston comes in. Rojo gets a couple rushes, even gets a target. Off the bye, Barber has looked like trash. So I'm assuming that Rojo is getting some more work and more involved in the offense over that bye and looked to come out a little different. They've flung it around a lot, but it's James's team now. Let's see what the second rounder can do. Yep. I like Penny a lot too. I think both are great for later on in the season. And both are, like, if we come out and the Bucs are playing against Atlanta, not this week because they're on the bye, but when they come out and Rojo has a dud, I might go ahead and try to grab him again for cheap and wait on it. Redraft and Dynasty. And I think Penny's the same way. They play the Rams this week. Penny had 9 rushes last week for like almost 50 yards. That's a pretty good number. Just Mike Davis ended up with 20 of them.
And then they got Carson coming back. I think in redraft.
And Carson's,
they have Pete Carroll and then all these guys.
Rojo has a
you don't know what's going to happen. And then Barber has just been awful. They have to give the guy a shot at some.
I would agree. And the last running back I have on the list is right in that gray area of 55%, but it's Powell. They're playing they're against Denver this week. I think that sets up for more Powell than it does Crowell. Now, of course, if Crowell gets 2 more goal line touchdowns, then it is what it is, and he will outscore him. But especially in a PPR, Powell's the guy getting the work there. And we're still a couple of weeks away from Elijah McGuire, so don't worry about that one.
If you're looking just at Dynasty alone, go back to Jones and Penny, then which one do you want? You can only have one.
If I can only have one, and it's Dynasty, man, it's both kind of crazy. I want to say Penny, but I don't feel great about it for long term at this point. Just what I've seen him do with the ball in his hands. I haven't seen enough from Rojo yet, but watch out for it out of the bye against a soft Atlanta. He needs to do something for sure.
I like it.
Just a few tight ends and we're going to get out of here. Austin Hooper and OJ Howard, both at 54%. Obviously Howard's got that knee. So maybe not necessarily look at him right now, but just somebody to maybe put that little star watch on and see what's going on there. Or one to see if you can't cheaply go after right now in Dynasty to hold. Sell that 4 week time frame instead of that too. Austin Seferian Jenkins, 31%, is at Kansas City this week. So I like that one. But not as much as I like Nick Fournette, 3% versus the Rams. I know it sounds crazy, but the Rams, even with that banged up secondary, is still a funnel defense. And like obviously Disley's not there. We need somebody to step up across the middle. Nick Vinette, 3%. It feels gross. I get it. I don't mind it though, especially if you were looking at Howard coming into this before he hurt his knee. That is Free For All Friday, unless you guys got any else left.
No, that was it. I like it. I think it's about time to get into that 2-minute breakdown.
Real quick, Greg Olsen is officially out this week. So if you haven't seen that, check that out. And Mixon is going to play right in time for Gio Bernard to be out 2 to 4 weeks with an MCL sprain. So fire up.
And if you want some good advice, go to 2Drink, and he will tell you to not start Greg Olsen over Ebron last night.
You're welcome.
There you go.
You're welcome. Go back. Foreshadowing. You're welcome. But on that note, Mike, are you asking me? Swags, you're doing the timer.
So okay. Yeah, yeah. I got some questions for you.
Keeping in tune with being at work and still not having a timer.
Excellent. Well, you know, consistency is key.
Third Mike, I swear to God, if there's a fucking James White question, I'm going to shit my brain.
You're funny. So anyway, it's 2-minute breakdown, 12 questions
fucking
for you.
James White's coming.
In case this is the first time that somebody has listened, welcome. And he's got 2 minutes to answer these questions. As soon as I finish the first question, he gets to have the timer started. So you ready?
I guess, dude.
All right. So this first one comes from somebody who is a potential listener right there on the 2018 FL chat.
And now your 2-minute breakdown.
Thought this was interesting. So pick one flex, half PPR. Do you want Aaron Jones, Alshon Jeffrey, Corey Davis, or Anunua?
Aaron Jones.
All right.
Aaron Jones.
Who is the Jags receiver to own rest of season?
I got to think it's Cole, but it's all gross.
Okay.
Cole just barely.
Who have you changed your feelings on most so far this season?
Pass.
What about me, dude?
Come back. Yeah, Swags. I've changed my feelings on Spike.
Yeah, there you go. Who would your eliminator pick be for the remaining games this weekend?
My eliminator pick?
Yeah, so like a team that you think is definitely going to win.
Cincinnati over my Dolphins.
Ah. All right. Just how low is McCoy's value at this point?
Like 2 feet under? Not 6 yet. Not 6 like feet it. Yet, but like 2.
All right, so we know Olsen's out. Is it DJ Moore time?
Yeah, I like it. Coming out of the bye, I don't think we were getting a lot of Olsen in this one anyways. I think it had been limited. So fire up some DJ Moore. It's risky for sure. Deeper leagues, full PPR.
All right, gross. What's brown and sounds like a bell?
What is brown and – I don't know.
Uzuma.
Wow.
Uzuma is the best – is the beat writer's tip for Cincinnati right now. Are you buying it?
Nope, get crafty.
All right.
If you have to, it's all gross.
Yeah. If you could choose any instrument to be a virtuoso at, what would it be?
Piano's pretty dope. Don't knock it too, try it.
No doubt. Who will be the last undefeated team?
I got to think it's the Rams. At some point, I think the defense for the Chiefs bites them.
Yeah, pronounce the word I'm about to spell. G-Y-R-O.
Giro.
What?
Euro.
Euro?
Okay.
Hero.
I'm just glad none of you said.
Not what Swag said.
I'm just gyro. Glad neither of you said gyro. And all
how
right,
do you
so
say
you
it?
Almost
cran
gyro.
It is cran, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, I say cran.
Cran.
So,
you're from up north too, you fucks.
Yeah, it's a box of crayons, man. So then we only had one question left, other than the one that you skipped, and that's why do you hate James White?
Next question. James White, it pisses me off so much. It just does. I don't know. It just, Sony runs the same fucking routes and Brady doesn't even look for him. Like, literally wide open. He's like, nope, that's not the place that I'm supposed to throw to. I'm chucking it. I got it.
All right.
Whatever.
Well, I guess
he's like 140 pounds. What the fuck? Like, just you know. Saying. I obviously like James White a lot.
Good. Yeah, you changed your feelings most about Swag, so we're good.
Yeah, I don't know who I would say. Who have I changed my feelings the most about? Yeah, everybody sucks. I'm out.
It's not James White, apparently. All right.
Nope. Lindsay. Just kidding.
You didn't have feelings.
And I still don't really. So, cool.
Nice.
108. And the Bucks, free for all Friday. Apologize for it.
Godfather Borbets in the house.
What? That's what happens. Good luck, hey, week five.
What yeah. Were you gonna say? Oh, I was going to say I'm at the third mic everywhere. And then he's DFF underscore swag.
Keep going.
On Twitter. And you're at FL2DrinkMinimum. We can also find you at FF underscore breakdown.
And if you guys want to check out that other shit at Rookie Fever, at Superflex Pod, hit it all up.
Yeah, check out Rookie Fever and Superflex for sure. Superflexable.
Superflex Pod.
At least you weren't listening to the intro.
I wish we could speak to
him. Superflex Pod.
Bobby had a hard stop at one.